You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. A new series of essays by the Brennan Center for Justice gives examples of how voter suppression and gerrymandering made the overturning of Roe v. Wade possible. In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court essentially greenlighted this year's extreme gerrymandering around the country by ceding authority to state legislatures. Texas, for example, manipulated the voting districts so that Democrats would need a 56.2% majority to win, while Republicans only needed a 43% majority, locking in seats and controlling the legislature. The Brennan Center also noted that the 36 recently enacted laws eroding the freedom to vote in 18 states now makes it harder for communities of color to have a voice. By gutting the Voting Rights Act and making it more difficult to appeal discriminatory state laws, the U.S. Supreme Court has aided and abetted voter suppression. U.S. senators don't have voting districts, so how do they stay in power and not face consequences for supporting extremist Supreme Court justices and opposing democracy reforms like the Freedom to Vote Act? The answer is money. Corporate donations unleashed after the court's Citizens United and McCutcheon decisions flooded U.S. Senate campaigns and super PACs with special interest money, buying the blocking of Merrick Garland's nomination and the seating of Donald Trump's three nominees. Gerrymandering and unlimited campaign cash can be overcome with overwhelming turnout to primary and general elections, but that depends on you. A link to the Brennan Center's article is at our website, AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.